Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Practice Spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily. Today's topic is, This is embarrassing. Now let's listen to the conversation.
Nick, how's it going?
Oh, hey.
What are you doing in this neighborhood? Do you live around here?
Actually, my office is right around the corner.
It was great to meet you last week at the conference. I really enjoyed our conversation about foreign investment.
Yeah, it was really interesting. You know, I'm in a bit of a hurry, but here's my card. We should definitely meet up again and continue our discussion.
Sure, you still have my contact details, right?
You know what? This is really embarrassing, but your name has just slipped my mind. Can you remind me?
Sure.My name is Anna Ferris. Don't worry about it. It happens to me all the time. I'm terrible with names, too.
今天的主题是 This is embarrassing. Embarrassing, 形容词表示令人尴尬的。This is embarrassing, 就是这真令人尴尬。我们一起来看一下今天的对话。A 说 Nick, how's it going? Nick,你好吗 ?How's it going? 是用来打招呼的句子。询问对方你好吗你最近怎么样类似的打招呼的句子除了 How's it going? 还可以说 How are you doing? How's everything? 或者是 What's up? B 这个时候呢有点尴尬他说 Oh, hey! 这个 hey 拖得有点长。那呢他还是不太确定啊、哦、因为他觉得这个人是不是认错人了所以他说 Oh, hey. 这时 A 继续说 What are you doing in this neighborhood? 你在这附近做什么 Neighborhood 做名词表示附近街坊 What are you doing in this neighborhood? 就是你在这街坊做什么Do you live around here? 你住在这附近吗? Live, 居住。Around, 在什么什么周围,在什么什么附近。Here, 表示这里。Around here, 就是在这周围。你住在这周围吗? Do you live around here? Nick 回答道, Actually, my office is right around the corner.实际上我的办公室就在转角处。Around 刚讲过表示在什么什么周围。Corner 表示拐角。Around the corner 就是在拐角附近。前面的 right 不是表示在右边而是表示正或者是就。我的办公室呢就在拐角附近。啊、我的办公室呢正好在拐角附近。我们一起来看一下下面的例句。The restaurant is just around the corner. 饭店就在拐角处。Just around the corner 表示就在拐角处，正好在拐角处。我们继续往下看。It was great to meet you last week at the conference.很高兴在上周的会议上见到你。It was great to do something, 表示做某事很高兴。Meet you, 表示与你会面、与你见面。It was great to meet you. 与你见面,我真感到很高兴。Last week, 上周。At the conference, 在会议上。I really enjoyed our conversation about foreign investment. 对于对外投资的交谈我感到很愉快。Enjoy 表示享受或者是喜欢什么什么。Conversation 交谈 I really enjoyed our conversation 就是我真的、很喜欢我们的交谈。那关于什么方面的呢我们用 about. About 表示关于。Foreign investment, foreign 形容词，外国的或者是对外的 investment 投资 about foreign investment 就是对外投资。关于对外投资的交谈，我感到很愉快。这时 Nick 还是没有想出来对方是谁，所以他说 Yeah, it was really interesting. 是的，是的，谈论真的很有趣。Interesting, 形容词，有趣的。You know, I'm in a bit of hurry. 你知道吗？我有点赶时间。好，这里 be in a bit of hurry 表示有点匆忙。我们看下面的例句。Can you drive faster? I'm in a bit of hurry. 你能开快点吗？我有点着急。I can't talk right now. I'm in a bit of hurry. 我现在不方便说话，我有点着急。好，我们继续往下看。But here's my card. 但这是我的名片。Here's my card. 当你把什么东西递给某人的时候，你可以说 here's 什么什么。比如说here's your phone. 这是你的手机。Here's your book. 这是你的书本。Here's my card. 这是我的名片。We should definitely meet up again and continue our discussion. 我们真的应该下次再见面，然后继续我们的讨论。Definitely, 副词表示肯定的，当然的。我们当然应该 meet up again, 再一次见面 and continue 表示继续 ，discussion 讨论谈论，继续我们的讨论 ，continue our discussion. Sure, you still have my contact details, right? 当然了，你还有我的联系方式吧 ？Contact details 表示联系方式。You know what? This is really embarrassing. 你知道吗？这真令人尴尬 ，embarrassing， 令人尴尬的。后面的部分就是来解释为什么令人尴尬。他说 ，But your name has just slipped my mind. Slip， 动词表示溜走、滑走、滑落。字面上翻译就是，你的名字刚刚从我的脑海当中滑了过去。那他想表达的意思是，我记不起你的名字了，我突然忘记了你的名字。Can you remind me? 你能提醒我吗 ？Remind 动词表示提醒，提醒某人就是 remind somebody。如果是提醒某人某事，我们叫 remind somebody of something， 或者是 remind somebody about something。比如说，你能提醒我你的名字吗 ？Can you remind me of your name？ 这里呢，我们用 remind somebody of， 但你也可以用 remind somebody about。Can you remind me about your name？ 下面 A 说 ：“Sure, my name is Anna Ferris。”当然，我叫 Anna Ferris。注意这个 sure 是用来回答上面的。上面他说你能提醒一下我好吗？他说 sure 当然可以。Don't worry about it. It happens to me all the time. 不要在意，这种事呢也经常发生在我身上。It happens to me. 这里的 it 就指代的是记不起名字这件事情。这样的事情呢也是经常会发生在我身上。It happens to me. 注意，发生在某人身上，我们用 to somebody. It happens to me all the time. All the time 表示一直或是总是。这样的事情呢，也总是发生在我身上。I'm terrible with names too. 我也经常记不起名字。这里 be terrible with 表示在某方面很糟糕。比如说 I'm terrible with cooking. 我做饭很糟糕。 好，这就是我们今天的所有内容。如果你想获取更多的英语资讯，欢迎关注我们微信公众号英语主播 Emily。 最后我们再来听一下今天的 conversation。
Nick, how's it going?
Oh, hey.
What are you doing in this neighborhood? Do you live around here?
Actually, my office is right around the corner.
It was great to meet you last week at the conference. I really enjoyed our conversation about foreign investment
Yeah, it was really interesting. You know, I'm in a bit of a hurry, but here's my card. We should definitely meet up again and continue our discussion.
Sure, you still have my contact details, right?
You know what? This is really embarrassing, but your name has just slipped my mind. Can you remind me?
Sure. My name is Anna Ferris. Don't worry about it. It happens to me all the time. I'm terrible with names, too.